Alright, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary...
Alright, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're out here on the playa, home dog, and we are about ready to slice off a piece of that gnarly tube.
What's a playa?
You know, it's a place where you do a little bit of water grindage.
Oh, hey, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Out here with the earth dust between our toes and the angry circle peering down from the above place.
Yeah, yeah. Big Mama Blue is throwing up some all-purpose white.
Yep.
Up onto the sky canvas.
Yep.
And if we get some boards, we can really sandpipe it up.
Yeah, we can sandpipe it up. We can ride some backward bikes, you know, over here, up and down. But I'm mostly interested, Gary, in slicing off a bit of that gnarly tube. And inside that tube, we're going to see which of the light buttons we're going to be conversing about on this here cast pod.
Okay, yeah, I would like to slice some tube. I would like to grind some foam.
Okay, well, let's grind that foam and slice that tube and TNC Surf Design.
The fuck. I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad old games from your childhood and ours.
Yeah, this one is from our childhood. Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, this is... oof.
Hoo, boy. So this is TNC Surf Design, specifically.
And Water Rage.
Which, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Referring to the fact that, Gary, there are two games in this. Because
two games
this is,
one, it's a great value.
I know, right? This is essentially California Games for the Atari 2600.
Yeah, but with like fewer games, but not
but not as functional too.
Well, I mean, that's rough because not as functional as California Games. Like those games, that game's not functional.
I had more fun with California Games than I did with this.
That's I think that California Games might be worse than this.
Okay.
I think California Games is really bad, but only because, I mean, worse than half of this, I'd say, because this is a real weird dichotomy here of Town and Country Surf Designs.
We're not talking about Chrysler minivans.
No, Town and Country Chrysler Surf Designs. This is a t-shirt company or a surfboard company,
mm-hmm.
like which I'd seen the shirts and stuff. And I didn't put that together as a kid that like, oh, this is based on a t-shirt.
Right. If you look at this and you'll say, huh, that looks like Pogs. I'm positive that there are some TNC Pogs in existence.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Like that has to be. And this is like Hawaii. So like definitely I could imagine Pogs and Town and Country designs evolving, you know, hand in hand.
Yeah. With their famous mascot characters, Du Bois.
Okay. I can get behind that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. These are Du Bois. So let's go through the Du Bois real quick.
Okay.
Let's do a roll call. All right. First up, Joe Cool.
You mean Joe Camel?
Nope.
Do you mean Snoopy's alter ego?
Maybe once he transmogrifies out of being a dog form.
once like Anubis, he ascends into the
with his Schrodinger's penis.
Yep.
So Joe Cool, he's got a cool pompadour, sunglasses. He doesn't wear a shirt. He can often be seen skateboarding down the boardwalk with a lit stick of dynamite in each hand.
that seems super ill-advised. Is he a terrorist?
He's America's bad boy is what he is.
No, he's a criminal.
Listen, we can talk all day about what's a criminal. We all know what criminals are. It's people from ISIS only.
Right.
Okay. White people can't be criminals or terrorists.
Okay, cool. Good to know. I mean, just a little bit of ground rules. All right. Yeah. So Joe Cool, the closest visual reference point for him would be the Fonz, but I prefer to think of him as the kid from The Stand.
He's like a Fonzlet.
Like butted off of the Fonz.
Yeah. he fell off of the Fonz, like shaven front piece and just spored into the ground.
No, the Fonz impregnated a jukebox when he hit it once.
And just then you just put on Be My Little Baby and
by labor yeah there we go.
Oh god.
And like doctor. A little panel on the front opened up and out came a baby.
Yeah, just
and it was raised by Al.
The hands in the jukebox like picked it up and like.
You know, wait, you mean the cold mechanical arm?
Yeah, and sluice the Pleatoform out onto the out onto the floor of Al's old timey malt shop or whatever the fuck that show was about.
and then it played "You Are My Sunshine."
Yep. So next up, after that, we got Tiki Man.
Ooh, Tiki Man. This is the iconic guy. This is the guy I remember.
Mm-hmm. A Tiki Man has a very similar body to Joe Cool, except instead of a face, he has an angry tiki mask.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of hair, he has Bart Simpson's hair.
he has Bart Simpson's scoring.
The one on the cover looks like he's got a real case of bloody mouth. Like he's got like mechanical jaws and a bloody mouth and a weird like lightning or like explosion shaped domino mask.
Yeah. He looks like a rejected sketch of a design for Strong Bad.
Oh yeah. That's actually pretty accurate. Like if they had gone like tiki mask rather than luchador or what have you.
Yeah. But what's his thing? What does he skateboard down the, like, what is he surf holding? Just two babies by the legs.
So he doesn't actually, I don't think he surfs. I think he's one of the skater guys.
Oh, okay.
So the different, the boys do the things.
Yeah.
So he can often be seen, grinding the rail while also piloting a remote control car. that has a little tiny version of Tiki Man on it.
You know what? That's actually pretty impressive to me.
he's jacking off oil slicks to all of his foes in his wake.
Just cranking dills. Yeah.
Yeah. Just in order to stop pursuit. For our next DeBoy, Cool Cat.
Oh, this is the guy. I can't tell because there's another cat in the sequel to this that he's wearing like a suave debonair suit.
That's Cool Cat.
Yeah, that's Cool Cat. Okay. But when he's surfing, you don't see the suit. And I think that is most of Cool Cat's appeal is the sartorial choices that he's made.
Yeah, he's a cat in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And that's what we want in a Cool Cat.
Right, right.
So he's a surfer. Unlike other cats, he doesn't mind water. And he also has the good sense to take off his uniform before getting water because it's expensive and he only has one. Because he's a cat.
No, salt water is really bad for fibers.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get that with those weird like white stain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
those deposits.
It's all over
it. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not worth it. Honestly,
not worth it. Yeah. He knows that. Yeah. Another person who knows that is Thrilla Gorilla, which really seems like isn't that already a thing?
I think that he is legally distinct from Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think Thrilla Gorilla might have been a throw-off, like a throwaway line in a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Oh, yeah, it definitely sounds like it.
He's a Thrilla! He's a Gorilla!
He's a Gorilla for Thrilla? Boy, if you Google image search Thrilla Gorilla, you get a lot of scenes from the sequel to this that had cutscenes.
Yup.
And they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to burn future cast. Just nobody suggests that because we're going to talk about that a little bit too.
Okay. Good. Yeah. I haven't played it, so I'm looking forward to you talking about that. Also, you'll be pleased to know that I found a bunch of TNC Surf Designs pogs.
Okay, great.
In that Google image search. Thank you. They do exist.
All is right with the world. So Thrilla Gorilla is the breakout character. In this,
yes, he's the mascot.
Yeah, he is possibly he's their flagship line. He's the big dog of big dogs.
Is there a mathematical formula when you put something with gorilla into a search bar before you start getting terrible racist people who put black people in the Google image search or they show up in there?
Gary.
And it sucks. I just put Thrill Gorilla, this TNC Surf Design character, and it's like three scrolls down. And then it just gets worse as you go down further down. Don't do that.
I don't know. I think it's an inevitability. So.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why it makes me sad. I know why it makes me sad, but like that's not a useful emotion.
Yeah. It's just, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But those are the boys.
You didn't say what he enjoyed. Like what's he like to cut off a slice of?
When you cut off a slice of a Thrilla Gorilla, you know you're slicing off a premium bushmeat. So when you slice off a slice of either his peck or his quat, you get a steak that can't be bought. It can only be eaten by you and me, cooked down at the beach. Yes, you'll see.
Ooh, can we get a prion?
Like, yo, can I get a pry on here? Yo, can I get some Crutchfield's Jacobs up in this shit?
I was about to say, can I get some Kuru, but I think that is the actual name for Japanese penis panic. So,
oh, hey.
I'm not sure though. You're familiar with penis panic, right?
I'm familiar with both those words separately, and no, I can infer, but not what you're actually talking about.
It's fascinating. This has nothing to do with anything, but I feel like it bears talking about since I mentioned it. It is a culture bound syndrome, I think, where a person believes that their penis is getting smaller as the days go by, and when the penis disappears, they'll die.
Huh.
So think of it like Morgellons, except funnier, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So da boys are out there doing their da thing.
Yes. I'm doing two games. Now let's talk about those two games real quick.
Yeah. So this was actually a poll, not a poll winner. This was selected rather by one of our Patreon backers who won the poll in or the raffle in November. Dr. Gannon, who said, I never could get very far in this game. I especially never could figure out the surfing mechanics, which is all that's written about this game.
It's true. People talk about the surfing mechanics a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those here in a minute, because I found a tutorial on how to do them.
Oh, cool. That.
Yeah.
Well, just in case you need to do that in the future.
Yeah, it's a useful skill that I picked up. I can't change a tire and I can't change a fuse, but I know how to surf in TNC surf designs. Yeah. So there's two games. There's skateboarding, which is like, how do you describe the skateboarding?
Well, that's the wood.
It's definitely the wood. Mm-hmm. It's like a boring obstacle course.
Right.
On a timer. There's a little bit more depth to this than it looks initially. At first I thought whenever you jumped, you didn't jump with your skateboard.
Exactly.
But you can. Did you figure out how to do it?
You have to hold back.
You grab your skateboard. Yeah.
Yeah. Which normally acts as your brake, which, you know, makes sense. And once I figured that out, this part kind of stopped being complete bullshit.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
But they teach you that. Like, so there are a couple of like opportunities to use this. Like there's a ramp over a pit that if you don't hold onto your board, it'll drop. And I was like, okay, well, that sucks that it's instant death. But eventually, about one third of the way through the first stage, there's just a row of barrels that you mm-hmm. can't jump over unless you bring your board with you.
Yeah. So you're kind of trial by fire. Like you have to figure it out.
Yeah. Once I figured that out, I was like, oh, this is actually like, and it like engaging me a little bit.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Like it's not great, but it's I played way worse. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad. The reason why this game has the bad reputation it does is because of the surfing section. because the surfing section is really confusing.
Yeah.
Really, really confusing. It's about surfing.
Okay, cool. Check. I'm just going down my notes here as you say this.
You fall down a lot. Like you're being chased by a giant wave. You can't hit the back wall or the bottom wall. And you're constantly being drawn downwards.
You can't go all the way into the gnarly tube. You have to ride the all-purpose white at the edge of it.
Get on the foam.
Yeah.
And spray your dome.
Right.
But the trick is that the buttons don't seem like they do anything.
But they totally do. They change your physics.
They change your physics, and pressing A is lean forward, which allows you to move forward, which is the one thing that's missing that like literal generations of kids hate this game because of that.
Right.
Like it's not good without it, but like I watched the tutorial video and then I played it again. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I actually got some points and did okay. Mm-hmm. And it's not that bad either. Like it's pretty bad, but not as bad as it is when it literally seems like an arbitrary death trap,
mm-hmm.
you know, as soon as you touch it.
Yeah. And so this is one where I benefited from reading the manual. Like I played it, you know, just at first glance to get that good old fashioned, ignorant, abject suffering approach. Mm-hmm. But then I went into it and that's where I figured out the skateboard jump. And then that's where I figured out what the face buttons did for this. And it was still really bad.
Like, yeah.
It's I don't know if it's like too technical.
It's not too technical. It still feels really like the controls are still not very good.
Mm hmm.
It still feels really imprecise,
but like by
it's
the
like not technical enough or something
by the numbers, it kind of works because it's grading you by the stuff you do. So every second that you're on there, you get 100 points. That doubles if you're surfing near the all-purpose white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like risking being sucked into the gnarly tube and being spit onto the earth powder. Mm-hmm. But you get like trick points for turning around. So you have to do that and also avoid the gorilla man in the inner tube, and also the death gull that drops down from above.
Save me, gorilla man.
Yes.
Yes. So it's just this tension between being drawn back and down,
mm-hmm.
and trying to stay forward, but having to turn back every once in a while.
Yeah. And this wave is crashing into a pier, which I totally wouldn't want to do that. I think that there are a lot of that's appeared in a lot of obituaries. Wave crashed into a pier.
Yeah. It seems like, because prior to the review thing that I read was saying how the strategy before anyone figured out how to do this was literally just try not to die until you get to the pier.
And then you just get 1,000 points every time.
Yeah. And that's how you do high scores. But there's actually more to it, mm-hmm. weirdly enough. A lot more to it. Like if you look at the message board, there's this sad figure.
I'm so happy that you picked this too.
Well, I don't know if I picked the same one, but I hope I did. Well, there's one thing where it's a Tanru Nomad who created his post. Anyone else part of the 999,999 club? Where he says, feels great to have maxed this out. 6 years ago, no responses. And then somebody out there, this guy named Pikio, was like, hey, I figured out the surfing thing. I got the high score. I'm going to make a fact. He never did.
Nope.
But Scumbag on there says, I'm in favor of Pikio making a fact. First thing. Because he's getting crushed. It's a total bummer, dudes. I mean it. Bump. Seriously. Chest jerk. Who wrote one of the facts for this? Wrote, teach me, please. So like this Pikio guy is like this little tiny fief lord, fiefdom on this game facts thing, where he could just go here and clean house.
Oh, yeah. He's keeping them waiting. Like,
yeah,
he's teasing them.
Yeah, he's edging these guys with surf tricks.
Oh, he's edging their all purpose white.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's so I
spray all day.
Yeah, I got. I saw the Pikio one, but the Tanru Nomad, like, oh, feels great to max this one out. Like,
yeah,
what game? Like, which the skateboard?
Yeah, or both of it. Like, he's just like, he got to the where the score would roll over. Like, it literally can't go higher.
He got to the kill screen of TNC.
Yeah, weird. super strange.
Yeah,
super goddamn strange.
Did you have any experience with this before?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this I feel like this came with Nintendo's. It didn't, but like I just felt like every time I was in a house with a Nintendo, they would have this or California games or winter games.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, it's those three unplayable Nightmare minigame collections that like you can't actually play.
Yeah, this definitely I wonder if it came with like a peripheral or a controller, actually, because I saw it too. A friend of the family that we knew through the church, we would go over to their house for like summer holidays. And because I'm an indoor boy, we'd go inside and I saw this and I saw the Tiki guy. And I was like, oh, this was kind of fun. And nope, it wasn't. Like, we just played it out of frustration, like especially the surfing one, because surfing seemed cooler than skateboarding because of the time that it was.
If you could, I can imagine like a house party where like everybody drinks a bunch of beers and then it becomes kind of a party game to see how far you can get in the surfing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that would be kind of fun, just pass the controller.
Oh, but like, don't explain it to anybody. See if anybody organically finds out.
Yeah, to see who can get, and you kind of will get some points on accident sometimes when you're just kind of fucking around. And I can see that being kind of fun drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you weren't that drunk.
No, this was like 4 p.m. today.
Yeah, yeah. Or when you were playing as a kid.
Nope.
I imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless I was getting cranky. I just wanted me to shut up for a minute.
To put a little whiskey in your milk.
Yep. We called it Cole's Brown Water.
Yeah. Ugh. Like that.
But yeah, no, so I just I saw this and this was kind of like in the little Nemo camp of games that I played when I was really young that I didn't recognize until I played it for the show.
Yeah But it should be noted, I play Little Nemo for Watch Out for Fireballs.
Yes,
this the show where you play games are good.
Right, so I am not besmirching a good game by mentioning good. It here good. Yeah.
Let the words of Little Nemo never pass your lips again.
Never within the confines of this program.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't. Was there anything else you noticed? Did you find anything else?
Not really. No, you picked up my message. Slice. Yeah. So yeah. That's all. I went in. So they developed the mythos a little bit for the Squeakquel to this.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the Squeakquel, because the screenshots look amazing. You fight dinosaurs at one point.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely more of a game, and it is presented as a like an extreme sports platformer. Okay. And each level kind of has its own little thing. I couldn't get past the first level because you're a gorilla careening through the jungle. And instead of having levels, they have insane terrain. This whole manual is basically a menu at a Guy Fieri restaurant.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. But you're moving way too quick, and I couldn't figure out the controls in time not to like crash into a snake. But
okay.
This has cutscenes. And it starts out, you have this this African tribal guy with his mask doing a ritual, and his god tells him, you must devour a woman in order to ascend to the next plane or something like that. So he goes to Hawaii, where Thrilla Gorilla, you know, is out there, you know, ripping the sick waves, as his girlfriend, okay, Bikini Barbie says, as she is abducted by this racist caricature from the other side of the earth. And then he he charters an airliner so he can parachute into Africa and save his girlfriend Bikini Barbie, which is a human.
I don't wish that anthropomorphized animal characters, like, there's so a lot of people will talk about how bad it is for animals or people to have sex with animals. Like, we can all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have sex with animals. It's part of the reason why I think there's, you know, a big stigma, you know, furry stigma, is it's like just a little too close. You know, yep. Like, I'm not saying it's the same thing. I understand it's not. But that's at least something that my instincts will sometimes turn to. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, like, it's just animals. You know, like, that's not where your penis goes. but there's this weird other side where, like, Sonic is having sex with a human. They're like gorillas having sex with a human.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all just banging down on humans.
Well, this could be like a chaste kind of what is it, agape love between them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose that's true. I suppose that is true.
Maybe they just wish each other well. Like, he's upset, but it is called his girlfriend. But that can be, like, is it possibly to be common law girlfriend and boyfriend?
Oh, so, well, common law doesn't mean that they're chaste. It just means that they're not married.
I know.
Yeah. The yeah, I suppose it could be. It could be like, because Jane Goodall didn't have sex with those animals, and they were really good friends. You know? So, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think they liked each other. But yeah, they didn't bone down. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about like an anthropomorphized guy with a human girlfriend. Because why? I give him a human girlfriend.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd just be just as easy just to create like a cute gorilla girlfriend for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Or like a lizard girl, you know, like, oh no.
Oh sure, yeah. Or even another animal, yeah. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like a robot girlfriend, like alien girlfriend.
Yeah. A being of pure energy.
Yeah, and a non-carbon based life form.
Yeah, but just like a silicon statue person.
Yeah, an animate turkey dinner.
Yep.
Like I could get into all those things. Just not like a human person. That just seems weird to me.
Yeah.
You know, I get that he's a cool dude. You know, so he can have any woman he wants.
Well, yeah.
But,
yeah. let's see here. There's a button, or there's a page in the manual that is titled Shark Controls, and you press B to spurt forward.
I like that. I like the shark controls. Can't control a shark.
No. That's a force of nature. You can't own a horse and you can't control a shark. Except in Jaws the Revenge. Or sorry,
you
Jaws the
video
game.
You can
bring a
shark to water, but you can't make him spurt forward.
Well, he has to, or else he'll die.
That's true. Yeah. Like a relationship. So I went to that Transactive event.
Okay.
I was telling you about that. Funny, there were some funny jokes. Went up on stage, and me and Brayden and Nick handed out our big check.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about a couple episodes ago how well it went. One funny thing is that since it was about video games, Jen said something like, if you're worried about the like our future, like, look at these kids or something like that. So I had a real, like, oh yeah, these guys in their mid thirties are America's future. Like, it was real, like, me and Brayton staying there being old as fuck, like, representing America's future, which I thought was very funny.
Well, that picture is hilarious because Nick is there.
Yeah. So it looks like we brought our son. Gary and Brayton and their son, Nick. So that was really funny. And, it was really great.
These kids. So,
yeah. If you're worried about the future, these kids have you covered. you know.
It's like there's this scene in Community, not to be talked about a TV show guy, but it's really pulled off. Joel McHale's character goes and talks to Keith David, and he whips out one of his patented winger quips. And then Keith David looks at him and says, you're a smart mouth young man, aren't you? He's like, I'm 40.
Yeah.
It's like, huh, yeah, you can come across as much younger than you are if you're up there talking about video games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really, like, you know, there's a lot of during the entire thing. I'm not insulted by it. It's fine. But there was a lot of just, like, you know, hey, video games.
Well,
kind of joke about it. But it was that kind of crowd, you know, like, it made sense. Like,
so to somebody who is, like, outside, look at, you know, like, these people may be in their 30s, but maybe, you know, they're talking about video games and they probably have a young audience. We don't.
No. Yeah, it's true. Like. It's really like there's a box plot of people who are, like, you know, 5 years younger than us or 5 years older than us.
Right.
You know, but it really hits both sides of that thing. So,
yeah.
But it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's a silent auction, which silent auctions are fun.
Mm-hmm.
There was since it's for kids and kids go there, they dress up as little superheroes. It's really cute.
Oh, nice.
They have, like, this little, the charity organization that's, like, the superhero league of people who have, like, really high quality costumes and go to events.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I saw they were advertising that, like, on their site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had Ant-Man was there, a guy, Ant-Man. And I was like, he was nearby, but not he wasn't ant sized. I just didn't see him. And I was like, a pretty good Ant-Man costume. And he was like, it's not a costume. Which I thought of is, like, that's the instinct thing you say to not break a little kid's immersion.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was thinking, like, even Ant-Man thinks of it as a costume. It's not like it's a skin in the fiction.
Like, hey, you're really convincing me that you're Ant-Man right now. What do you mean I am Ant-Man?
Yeah, it's not a costume. No, it's still, you could still be Ant-Man. Like, just say you're Paul Rudd. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Just say, yes, my suit does lots of crazy things.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm Hank Pym, and somehow I didn't invent Ultron.
Exactly.
Well, I guess Paul Rudd isn't Hank Pym, but regardless.
Yeah, no, he's Langston or Lang.
Langdon Alder.
Scott Lang.
Langdon Alder, yeah.
Yeah, Langdon Alder. Langdon Alder. he's quiet and enjoys books.
Puzzles. Sorry, Gary.
Puzzles. Thank you. No, you're right. You're right. I still caught it. I still picked up the name, so it's a real Z-level character. I'm still pretty happy with myself.
Yep, no, you're good. I just wanted to make sure in case it ever popped up again. I don't want you to look like an asshole.
No, I appreciate that. but that was fun. And then silent auctions are fun
because
there's no conflict. Just go write down your name on things.
Well, yeah. I mean, in a silent auction, how does somebody burst into the room at the very end and say $1 million?
Well, they do it. They do it on paper while everyone's distracted. It's like the cat burglar. It's like for cat burger millionaires. Cat burglar. Cat burger millionaires. Like, when I opened Feline Crunch sandwich wrappers, I thought that I would never make $20. But here I am, 15 years later.
$20,000.
The first cat burger millionaire. That's our slogan. Yes, you're eating cat.
Comma, we know it's sad.
It's real cat. comma actual cat. But I'm happy. I won an auction.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got a package from Portland has a rock camp for girls.
Hmm.
Which is exactly what it sounds like young girls go there for summer.
Geology?
And they form a band. Okay. And somebody comes and teaches them how to write songs, and they write songs and do a battle of the bands, learn how to play instruments and stuff. Super cool. So they put together a little tote bag, which ended up having the complete La Tigra discography, which is great.
Nice.
That band's good. And then a couple of books and a bunch of stickers and stuff, a couple of t-shirts that guess whether they fit me. And then a gift certificate to In Other Words, which I had to figure out what to do, because as much as I identify as a feminist, I don't know what book to buy in a feminist bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
but super cool. Huh. And it comes in an attractive tote. Yeah, and it's fun to win an auction.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really great.
And, yeah, I wish I could have been there. Like that. Like that's one of the times when it just like geography sucks.
It's one of the things. If I mean, the way to make it happen for you to be there for it, mm-hmm. would be to do the stream
like closer right to before it. Is. Yeah.
Like it's not like having you fly out for it would be counterproductive. Like yeah. any money you spend on a plane, it's like, well, that money should probably go to
exactly. To yeah, it is.
You know, or just to expenses rather than just like mm-hmm. you know having you there. But we could probably make that happen if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Second most. I was joking with Brayton about finding out how much OHSU gave, so we can crush them.
Set our goal to that and be like, hey, these assholes.
Yeah, this major science medical university. And then I was thinking about how if we can't make more money than them, how can we make them make less money? there's a problem with that logic that.
Well, no, we just have to divert their funds. That way there's no net loss.
We're just having to divert them to us,
mm-hmm.
which we then.
Oh, divert. No, like we're middlemen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. And then only PayPal benefits from. Oh, shit.
I see.
Fuck, Gary, this is hard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have to figure out a way to do it, but like, I would like to crush them. So
did you like go and just kind of like passive aggressively knock into one of their drinks? Like, oh no, your shirt. and then run away.
There was like one lady there, who was the representative, and she cried a bunch. So I didn't want to, spill anything on her.
Oh no.
Cause she was already weeping.
Hmm. That's a problem. Now, Gary, I think that's kind of a smokescreen. I think that's somebody.
Her crocodile tears?
Yeah, no, I think that she's genuine, but I think that, yeah, I don't know.
Something, she still deserves to get spilled?
Yeah, something seems off.
Yeah. Well, I can do a standard misery swab and see if the tears are actually misery tears or, you know, if they're just like, yeah, I don't know, like somebody there, she's got like an ocular implant where someone's just feeding in the name of her dead pets to keep her crying so she doesn't get juice spilled on her.
Yep.
Like,
man, it's Gary, charity is a very complicated game.
Super complicated, especially when you want to be the most charitable and the best charitable.
I know, right? It's barely even us too. Like it's all of our listeners.
Yeah.
So like we're getting super competitive and proud about this thing that hundreds of people did.
Yeah. Yeah, carried the load.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great. And I love going. I love those people.
Awesome.
It was super sweet.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're coming.
Actually,
oh, good.
They did real quick before we end. They thanked all their sponsors in the beginning. And then they did, our thing was the first part of the presentation where they did a fake, like, isn't there one sponsor we're forgetting? And then had a bunch of stuff up on the screen that popped up and then talked about it. Which like I knew because we're in the program and stuff as a sponsor just because of the amount of money we raised.
Yeah.
But it was like I was just like, oh, okay, they're just going to talk about it later and it's mm-hmm. fine. But then they did like the real like the goofy highlight thing, and it was very flattering, but then also made me nervous because
goofy highlight thing,
or like the like or what I mean the fake out.
Oh,
like
okay, the, yeah.
Isn't there someone we're forgetting? I don't know. I don't know if there is. And then just did a little bit of that kind of routine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's delightful. Thank you for saying that on air because there's a big cross section between the people who donated and the people who listen to this, I'm imagining. Yeah. So it is really good to get that on like a mainline episode of a thing.
Yeah, we can draw attention to it if anybody wants to hear stories about it because I don't want to tell the same stories in every episode.
Yeah.
Every podcast. This just happens to be the podcast that is the most room for digression.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah. If you want to see that episode, I'm trying to get it on YouTube, but Twitch is being irritating, but all of it is up on our video on demand. It's like in our highlights.
Yeah. It's not going to disappear, right?
No, it is. I made sure of that.
It's highlighted.
So,
yeah.
It's highlighted. Well, yeah, so it is.
We want to work to get that's why there was no Teenage Dirtbags episode
mm-hmm.
last week. Cause that was the episode for it. So we want to get that up on YouTube at some point as well.
Yep.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So.
So mm-hmm. Go check us out. That's twitch.tv/duckfeedtv.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We're just about out on time. So me and Cole both have a prior obligation. So we're gonna wrap this up a little bit quick. It's gonna be a sudden end to our TNC Surf Designs episode. That's okay.
The next game is Ribbit King for the GameCube and PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Dr. Ganon, thank you so much for recommending this game and for being a backer.
Yeah. I've had some trouble with my PS2 emulation, Cole, so I might have to talk to you about seeing what a physical copy of that costs.
Okay.
Figuring that out, because I have not had good luck with that.
Any GameCube?
Emulation? I haven't tried a GameCube emulation.
Give it a shot. The GameCube emulator is really good. If that changes, please understand.
The reason why I'm bringing it up on air, if like something happens, we don't end up doing that game because I can't get it to run in time, it's not because whoever picked it is bad.
Yeah.
And we love you any less. It's just because emulating things is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Anywho, if you like the show, you can get an extra episode per month if you donate a certain amount to our Patreon, $6. We go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Also, you know, you probably got a bunch of Amazon gift card money. You know, from Christmas.
Yeah.
Why not head on over to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and buy yourself some anything from Amazon with it. So.
Ooh, Gary, I looked on Amazon for Ribbit King and search result number 4 for that is what appears to be some kind of personal massager sex toy.
Great.
Yep.
Sign me up. I'll review it.
It's a Ribbit massager as opposed to, I guess, the rabbit.
Yeah. Huh. It's got more ribs. I'll review anything. exquisite suffering.
This is the first episode to air after Christmas. If you are celebrating that, then Merry Christmas. If you are not and you are just kind of being around, please be safe because this is a dangerous time of year.
Yeah, just have had a happy winter.
Yes.
Until next time, what should they do, Cole?
Who is Zoo Gorilla? Zerilla. Mm-hmm. I didn't kill. Yeah, that's no good. You put me on the spot and I've got to go do another show. I've got to do another 2 hours. So
I understand. So it's quite all right. It's okay. You can make it up to us in a couple weeks.
Okay.
All right. Mbasa.
Mbasa.